Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports every Saturday morning from the My 1027 WMYW studios. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you oh so much for choosing to spend a piece of your morning with me talking some Paulding County athletics and another week in the books. Basketball season for the girls tipping off an evening ago. We have some hoops we have to talk about. We talked a ton of boys basketball last week with the head coaches for Wayne Trace and Antwerp and Doug Billman and Jim Linder. It was pretty cool to catch up with them, had some really good conversations, and of course, if you missed those, they are archived on the my1027.org website. Go on and take a listen. Two great coaches from last week. Of course, we'll be catching up with Paulding here in a few weeks, but this week, we're going to turn our heads to the girls' hoop scene as we will have the head coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders, Bethany Desjardins, in her 12th season at the helm of the Raiders. She joins the show to talk about her squad this year, and the Raiders have a lot coming back from a successful season just last year. So we're going to catch up with Coach Desjardins. That's going to be coming up next. We'll talk a bunch of high school girls basketball, talk about some of the schedules. We'll break down the Panthers. We'll break down the Raiders. And we'll break down the Antwerp Archers schedules coming up here. And of course, I'll need to tell you about what you can catch on MySports.live coming up. Of course, with a new season starting, it means a full slate of games on the MySports.live website. We'll get to those a little bit later on here in the show. But for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, the head coach of the Wayne Trace Raiders girls varsity basketball program will join me. She's Coach Desjardins, and that's coming up next. Whoever you are, and however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports, and we get it all started right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports talking girls hoops, and we're doing that with the head varsity coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders, Coach Bethany Desjardins. Coach, appreciate you taking some time today. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Well, I can't believe we're talking hoops already. Season right around the corner for your Lady Raiders. How's everything shaping up so far?
Things have been going well. I've been pleased with how hard the girls have been working. We've been making the progress that I think that we need to be making at this point, and with the depth of what we have from the returners, and the experience, I guess, that's been good to see.
Well, you return a pretty core group, some juniors, some seniors. Can you talk about the depth that you're going to have this year? And this is a group that spent a lot of time together.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting to see a core group of the varsity girls, minus maybe probably two, have been playing varsity for the last 3 years at least. So it's been good to see like them develop over the last 3 years, but also this summer, just seeing how well they played together and some of the steps forward that we've made, and then seeing that carry over to this preseason so far has been exciting from my standpoint to see, and I think it's been a good confidence booster for the girls.
Well, Coach, the Lady Raiders, one of the better rebounding teams in the entire conference last year. Do you see that being one of your strengths with your returners coming back, and what are some of the other strengths that this team will have this season?
I definitely think that rebounding is going to be another one of our strengths. Lexi Moore is our top rebounder, but also like all of the rest of my girls really just get in there and crash the boards. Harper Myers is really good at reading and anticipating where the ball is going to come off the basket at. So if it's not in Lexi's hands, I anticipate it being in probably Harper's. But I think another strength of ours is just the girls have been playing together, so they kind of understand and know what to expect from one another. In this little bit of preseason, I feel like there hasn't been a lot of like us having to learn plays. Mm-hmm. It's been more of just review and kind of tweaking plays that we have learned, as well as kind of tweaking our defense and maybe seeing what is the best to our strengths coming back and going into season starting on Monday.
So really quick, let's take a step back from the team really fast. I want to ask about you. This is going to be your 12th season at the helm of the Raiders. What keeps you coming back every single year?
The reason I started doing this is just because I had had so many good influences in my life growing up. The game of basketball has taught me a lot, and therefore I wanted to do that same thing for young ladies. Especially, it's been exciting to be able to get back into the red, white, and blue, and hopefully I've been able to leave some type of an impression, or the girls have been able to hopefully take something away from something that I've taught them over the years. That's really why I've done it. I felt like that's kind of where God has led me to, and basketball has been a big part of my life since elementary school. So that's kind of where I'm at, why I do what I do.
Was it always in your plan, really, to be a basketball coach? Were there any other sports that you went off and tried to coach?
I actually did coach volleyball for 5 years.
No kidding.
When I first moved back to Wayne Trace, my first 5 years coaching basketball, I also coached freshman volleyball for 3 years, and I was the JV volleyball coach for 2 years, I believe. So I played volleyball in high school, and I also did a year of softball and a year of track. I just enjoy sports and the things that you can learn and take away from playing competitive sports and team sports.
Well, of course, I know the season, it hasn't started yet, but how have you seen your senior class start to develop into that mentorship role that's ever so important when building a program like you have?
I think one big thing from Kathleen and Tiana didn't play a fall sport. So something that really sticks out in my mind is when we were able to get into the gym with them after our dead period, the two of them wanted to be in the gym constantly, and they worked their tails off. And I think of anybody, the two of them probably would have the least experience playing out on the varsity floor. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of the hard work that they put in and the extra time has definitely helped close that gap that they may have had. They weren't the only ones. They had some underclassmen in the gym with them, and getting in the weight room and working hard. They're not afraid to speak up and lead when it comes to practice time, or even just in huddles. If there's something that they're seeing, they're good at expressing that. And if they see anything, they're not afraid to come and talk to me about that.
So alongside that, who are some of the top prospects or newcomers that we'll see this year?
Well, so Kathleen hasn't played a ton of varsity. Mm-hmm. So Kathleen's going to be a girl that we see step into some type of a role. She could play down low, but also she worked on her outside shot a little bit. So she could play more like a small forward.
Got it.
Or a three guard if needed. Amber Stoller, her sister, is only a sophomore, and she gave us some good minutes last year. She's one that I see helping us out. She can give the twins a little bit of a break, handling the ball if need be. And Caitlin Mead is also a junior. She's going to be playing JV full-time, but I definitely see her being someone that we see being somebody that comes in and gives, like, Lexi a break. Mm-hmm. She went with us this summer to a lot of our summer stuff, and she came in and gave us good minutes. And she's a very tenacious girl. Her mom always says that she can be super aggressive when she needs to be, but if you, like, would interact with her, you would never know that. I definitely see it in practices, and you see it come out in her on the floor. So I see those three being good contributors for us that we haven't had in the last couple of years.
So last year, coming off a 14-10 season, 4-3 in the GMC. Overall, Coach, what's your outlook for the conference this year? In my eyes, everything seems to be pretty open.
Yeah, I mean, I think from some people that have asked me the same thing, I mean, I think we've seen some of the conference teams and things over the summer, but also just talking to some other coaches in like preseason scrimmages. I mean, honestly, I feel like from game to game, anybody could win. And you're just going to have to come and be prepared for each game, because I don't really think that there's a one straight shot person. You're one straight shot team. Like, everybody's got to come and compete every night.
Now opening night for you guys right around the corner. How excited are you, and how pumped are the girls just to get this thing started this year?
I definitely think they're excited. As excited as they were for season to get started, I think they're ready to be done with, like, scrimmaging. Yep. And ready for things to actually count.
Yep. That was always the hardest part, was the grind before it all became real.
Right, exactly. So I definitely think they're ready to get going. They're definitely excited. So I think Monday's going to be good for us.
Awesome. Well, hey, Coach, I'll let you get going. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate the time. Hey, best of luck. Stay healthy throughout the season, and we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Pete.
This has been the head coach of the Wayne Trace Raiders girls varsity program, Bethany Desjarnais, entering her 12th season at the helm. And we'll be back to talk some more girls hoops. We'll talk some schedules. And then a little bit later on, we'll tell you about some of the action from opening night and evening ago. We're back after this. You're listening to My Sports right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
My Sports continues. A big thanks to the head coach of the Wayne Trace Raiders girls varsity basketball program, Bethany Desjarnais, for spending some time with me this morning on My Sports to break down her squad. I really do appreciate the insight. So let's talk about the schedule for Wayne Trace. Of course, the Antwerp Archers actually opened last night for Wayne Trace. They open Monday at Blackhawk Christian. From there, things get moving for the Raiders. They play Tuesday, November 26th, home against Defiance, then Saturday, the 30th, that is away against Delvis St. John's. Then Bryan will come to the range on the 3rd of December. And then the Wayne Trace Raiders, well, they get a week off. Their next game on December 10th against Lima Senior. That one also at home. After that, they will be at Crestview and then at Lincoln View December 14th and December 16th before being back home against Van Wert Tuesday, December 17th. From there, they play Fort Jennings away. That's on the 19th. And then they are home against Autoville December 21st. Of course, little Christmas break there. They go to Woodland, Indiana after that on December 30th. And then it is Green Meadows Conference play starting January 2nd, right after the new year. Home against Paulding and then home against Fairview on the 6th. On the 9th, it is Ayersville away. So that one at Ayersville, and Monday the 13th, they play Allen East. Of course, that not a Green Meadows Conference game, but mixed in there. January 16th, they play away at Hicksville, and then they play at Delphus Jefferson before GMC foe Tenora. Again, that one on the road January 23rd against the Rams, and then they're also on the road against Antwerp this year, January 30th. That one at 6 o'clock. Again, most of these starts at 6, most of the weekend games starting at 12, of course. Things always vary when we get to this time of year. February 1st, Miller City, that game's at home. Continental, that is at home on the 4th. And then the Edgerton Bulldogs, they host Wayne Trace to end the season and Green Meadows Conference play February the 6th. So that's a look at the Lady Raiders schedule. Let's turn our attention to the Paulding Lady Panthers. Of course, they open up this next week. Most every team does in the Green Meadows Conference. Again, there's a few that did play last night. A lot of the teams in Paulding County not normally playing opening night. Of course, we'll talk about that Antwerp Archer game and break down some of the other games in the Green Meadows Conference coming up here shortly. But let's take a quick look at the Paulding Panthers schedule. They open against Liberty Center, that is at Liberty Center, before traveling to Eden on November 30th. And again, we'll talk a little bit later about which of these games that you can catch on the MySports.live airwaves. Tuesday, December 3rd, they will be home at the Jungle against Lincoln View. Then they will host Bryan and Tenora, all home games the 3rd through the 7th of December for the Paulding Lady Panthers. But then they hit the road for 4 at Montpelier, at Holgate, at Delphus Jefferson, and then at Wayne Trace. That takes us through the new year, that game against Wayne Trace, Thursday, January 2nd. January 4th, the Paulding Lady Panthers will welcome Defiance to town before heading to Delphus St. John on Tuesday, January 7th, and then they face Antwerp. That is at home on January 9th. Again, Green Meadows Conference play really starting to ramp up. Then they are at Bluffton, January 11th. Home against Van Wert, the 14th, at Ayersville versus Delton Edgerton. That is January 16th through 23rd. Ayersville, Delta, Edgerton, and again, Edgerton on the 23rd. Parkway and Hicksville, both of those are road games Tuesday and Thursday, the week of January 28th. And then January 30th, that Hicksville game. Again, most of these 6 p.m. starts. Do have a 1:30 start Saturday, February 1st, 1:30 versus Continental at home. And then Tuesday against Autoville again at the Jungle. And then they wrap up the season against Fairview Thursday, February 6th. So that's a look at the schedule for the Paulding Lady Panthers. One more team we need to get to, and that is the Lady Archers of Antwerp. Of course, the only team in Paulding County opening this past evening. We're going to break that one down, like I mentioned, and we'll do that here coming up shortly. But for now, let's take a look at the Lady Archers. The schedule for Antwerp looks like this. They play a little bit later today. That is at Fort Jennings. Boy, they are off and running here early. Two games back-to-back again last night against Hilltop. We'll go over that one, then at Fort Jennings. Then they're home against Eden, Stryker, and Holgate, November 26th, December 3rd, and December 5th. Then they're at Miller City Monday, December 9th, then back home against Parkway. Then they have a few on the road, of course, with the Route 49 tourney on December 19th and December 20th. They are at North Central before that Tuesday. That is December 17th. All of those 6 p.m. starts. Thursday, January 2nd, Archers will host Tenora. Then they're on the road for five straight at Crestview, at Paulding, at Lincoln View, at Edgerton, at Continental, and of course Green Meadows Conference play starting after the new year. And then they're back home for two against Fairview and then Pettisville, away for three against Wayne Trace, Montpelier, and Hicksville. And then the Lady Archers wrap up at home against Ayersville on Thursday, February 6th. We heard Coach Desjardins talk about it. The Green Meadows Conference this year is open for the taking, so should be a really fun season in girls hoops, and I can't wait to get it going. Ton of talent returning for the Paulding County teams this season. It's time for a break here on My Sports. That's a look at the schedules for your Paulding Lady Panthers, Wayne Trace Lady Raiders, and of course the Lady Archers of Antwerp. Again, best of luck on the year. All right, time for a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the opening night of girls basketball. We'll break down that Archer game a little bit and take you around some of the scores in the area. After that, I'll take you around the MySports.live slate of games. Of course, you can catch that Archer game on demand on the MySports.live website. And I'll have the rest of the MySports.live slate coming up here in a bit. We're back after this. You're listening to My Sports on My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
We're back here on My Sports talking some girls hoops. And again, we just wrapped up our conversation a little bit earlier with the head girls varsity basketball coach for your Wayne Trace Lady Raiders. That is Bethany Desjardins. Of course, the Raiders, they're opening next week. The Antwerp Archers, they were in action last night to open up the MySports.live airwaves. Kenny Stabler and Scoop Miller brought you all the action. And much like these episodes, all the MySports.live games, if you missed them, if you were at the game, as you should be, if you want to come home and you want to watch it again, check it out on the MySports.live website. That Antwerp and Hilltop game already up from last night. Once again, Kenny Stabler and Scoop Miller bringing you all the action. So let's talk about that Antwerp Archer game. And it was a tough start for Scott McMichael's squad, though they showed a ton of fight. 60-42 the final, but a Hilltop team that was really, really good. But the Archers played a really nice second half, I thought. Caroline Roars had a nice game. Madison Peters, Elena Horman, Mara Philpo, and Briley Bagley all contributing for the Antwerp Archers. Few seniors, few sophomores, few juniors, all mixed in for head coach Scott McMichael. So a tough loss last night for the Archers, but the beauty of hoops is they're back at it again. Tonight, Archers back in action. Two quick games as they travel to Putnam County to tip off against Fort Jennings tonight. So that one not on the MySports.live airwaves. We'll get to all the games that you can catch coming up on MySports.live here in just a little bit. But again, a tough one for the Archers last night, falling to Hilltop. And really, it was one name that made the difference for the Hilltop Cadets, and that was Libby Baker. She averaged about 20 points per game last season. Well, she put up 32 in game number one, and she was the signature embroidery player of the game. But again, Scott McMichael's squad, after losing some talent coming into this season, I know prepped really, really, really hard coming into the year. Excited about the team that he has coming back. And again, the Archers right back at it tomorrow night. The beauty of basketball, mind of a goldfish. It will be a long season. It will be a fun one, but it will also go very quickly. Quick step aside from girls hoops really fast and a few shout-outs that I need to talk about. A huge congratulations as we pivot to Paulding really fast to their cheer team, who this past week competed at the OHSCAA Best in the State, and they placed fourth in the state. So congratulations to the Paulding cheer team on that. And wrapping up a little bit of football, I know I didn't mention we were going to do this, but congratulations to Jack Woods, first team All-Northwest District team linebacker, Blake Roanhouse, first team All-Northwest District offensive end, and honorable mention Avery Cooper and Colton Bayshore, All-Northwest All-District team. Once again, congratulations to those fall athletes as we start to turn our attention to winter. We cannot forget about the awesome fall performances that we had from volleyball and from football in Paulding County. And once again, if you missed any football, any volleyball that aired on the MySports.live airwaves, you can turn to the MySports.live website for all of those games on demand. So there's a quick look at some hoops. I know not too much action going on from an evening ago, but it's going to be really, really heavy when it gets going in the middle of the season. I know some of these teams play a few games in a row, and it is very, very long, like I mentioned, but it also goes extremely fast. Time for a break here on MySports. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about some of the games that you'll be able to watch on the MySports.live airwaves coming up in the next few weeks. I know there's some doubleheaders, both girls and boys. We'll tell you about it all as MySports continues. We're back after this. You're listening to My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back to put a lid on this edition of My Sports like we do every week with some thank yous and, of course, your MySports.live slate of games coming up. And, well, coverage started. It started last night already. The Antwerp Archers girls basketball team playing at home with Kenny Stabler and Scoot Miller. If you missed that one or went to the game, check it out on demand on the MySports.live website. Again, it was Antwerp hosting Hilltop to kick off the MySports.live winter season. Archers, well, they're back home on Monday against Eden. Kenny Stabler and Brady Stabler on the call for you there. Defiance and then Wayne Trace on Tuesday, November 26th. Garrett Mansfield and Scoop Miller. Before I travel back out to Paulding County, myself and Scoop on Friday will have the boys as the Antwerp Archers welcome in Kaleida. And then Wayne Trace and Lincoln View, they tip off with Brady Stabler and Ben Winans on the call. Saturday, November 30th, it is Holgate visiting Antwerp. Jason Landers and Scoot Miller have the call for you on that one. Parkway and Wayne Trace also that Saturday, the 30th of November, with Corbin and Ben Winans. Take a peek into the next week. Tuesday, December 3rd, there's three games, which is why I wanted to talk about this. Corbin Vance and Susie Hollibaugh will have the Antwerp and Stryker girls game also on Tuesday. Paulding hosting Lincoln View and Wayne Trace hosting Bryan. Myself and Dave Bowen will have the Paulding girls game, and then Brian and Wayne Trace will be Brady and Scoop. More girls on Thursday, Holgate and Antwerp with Kenny and Brady, Corbin and Vance and Scoop Miller. Then have Brian and Paulding also on Thursday. Friday, December 6th, a couple of boys games for you. Antwerp and Fort Jennings, Jason Landers and Scoop Miller on the call. Paulding and Defiance, and that will be with Brady Stabler and Ben Winans. Full slate on Saturday, December 7th. This is as far as we will go. I have a doubleheader with Scoop for you. We'll start with the girls at noon, Tenora and Paulding, and then the boys, Pettisville, visiting Paulding later that evening. Wayne Trace and Van Wert, they tip off that night with Dave Bowen and our guest today, Bethany Desjardins, on the call. So that will be pretty cool, and that's a look at your MySports slate of games coming up. I can't believe we're tipping off basketball season already. Again, girls in full swing coming up this next week. Boys tipping off here shortly. Can't wait for it all. So we took a look at our MySports slate of games, and of course, if you missed any during the year, if you went to the game as you should, come back, watch them all on demand on the MySports.live website. And of course, these episodes, they're archived on the My1027.org website for on-demand access as well. Time to hand out some thank yous here on MySports, and it starts and ends with our sponsors. First, the athletic boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp, Schweller Electric, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Without you guys, I wouldn't be able to do this, so I thank you so much, not just this week, but each and every week. Well, can't wait for basketball to be in full swing here. We're going to talk some wrestling also coming up in the future here on My Sports. The wrestling season quickly upon us, so I'll make sure to catch some area head coaches in the next upcoming weeks here on My Sports. But for now, we're out of time, whoever you are. And however you've been listening, my name is Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County. I'll talk to you next week, same time, same place, from the My 1027 WMYW studios. Have a great week. Take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.